Oh, come on, then. Let's do another one, shall we? Whenever we cover Scott, we usually do this. I love this game. It's a brilliant game.
Yeah, but I'm really rubbish at it.
We call it Who the Hell Are You? That's why we play it. It's great.
It's just another reason for you to make me look stupid.
Here's the deal. We both set up celebs on the phone for each other and then guess who they are without giving away our identities. It's as simple as that. So I've got a celeb out of my phone right now, which I'm going to put through. And Joel has to guess who the celeb is. Now, of course, you can get involved here if you want it. If you think you know who the person is before Joel, you never know, you might get it straight away. Then give us a text, 81199, 81199, and you can humiliate Joel for not knowing his celebrities.
Well, it's not going to be one of your random ones. And you go, you never guess who it is.
No, this one's A-list.
Tony Carpenter from 1985 off of EastEnders.
No, it's A-list. So, right, the
Tony
the...
Carpenter, he had Calvin as the son.
Calvin Harris?
Yeah.
So the one that doesn't speak has put the actual phone call through for you, and away you go. Oh, it's ringing. It's a good sign. Shh. Sorry.
Hello?
Hey, all right.
Who's this?
What are you up to?
Hello?
Your line's a bit fuzzy. What are you doing?
Who is this? Sorry.
Can you stand by the window? Your service is a bit rubbish.
Mate, listen, I got to go. Don't know who this is. Sorry, mate. Okay? Sorry.
Dave? Hang on, I'm going to cross the line here. Dave?
No, sorry, mate. I'm going to go, okay? Okay, bye.
Oh, they didn't like the sound of you, did they?
Who's he?
You got no idea?
I've no idea whatsoever.
You can have a guess. I didn't realise he was as angry as he was. Usually such a nice guy.
So he's one of your special friends then, is he?
He's one of my mates, yeah.
You speak about anger management?
He's also one of your mates.
Really?
Yeah, you've met him many times before. Mainly in a work environment, I may add.
Not Scott Mills, is it?
No, it's not. Scott Mills doesn't sound like that. Scott Mills is a lot more
like
that.
Well, this guy was savant, wasn't he?
He was what, sorry?
Savant and angry.
I've never heard of that word before.
Yeah, savant.
What?
Southern.
Can you speak? Oh, right, gotcha. Gotcha. I thought you said savant. So you don't know who it is?
No idea.
You've obviously really hacked him off.
Who is it?
Maybe you have in the past.
Who is it?
You haven't slept with one of his girlfriends or something like that.
Callum Best.
No. That's it, though. Keep digging.
not I've slept with any of Callum Best's girlfriends.
I should hope not. Well, actually, if you had, fair play, I'd pat you on the back. But no, seriously, do you know who it is?
No.
Come on.
No, is it a sports person?
I will give you three guesses. I'll give you one more clue, okay? So like I said, you have worked with him many times in a work environment. You tend to see him, I'd say, three or four times a year, usually at a musical event. That's all I'm giving you. Three guesses. Go.
Is it Abs from Five? Oh, no, he doesn't speak like that.
He gives it all, like that, isn't it? He tries to speak a bit like Westwood.
Right, forget that one. Is it...
Second guess.
Is it Howard Donald putting a voice on?
Howard Donald doesn't talk like that.
That's why I said Howard Donald putting a voice on.
No, he wasn't putting a voice on. He was genuinely angry that you thought you were his mate. You thought you were a bit of a stalker. Last guess. Come on, time's running out.
Is it... It's music. Is it Jonathan Wilkes?
You instantly think pop music, and you think Jonathan Wilkes, do you?
Well, I can't think of anyone else.
Sorry, those are your three guesses. That's it. It's all over.
Everyone says Will Young on the text. See, it's really hard, that one. Dave Pearce is another one.
Jonathan Wilkes.
Ah! Adam Rickett.
No! How many times have you seen Adam Rickett at a venue, like a music event? When? How many times?
Three.
81199 if you think you know who it is.
81199. Is it really a celebrity or is it some of your wackiness?
Yes, it's a celebrity, yes.
Radio 1. JK and Charlie here for Scott Mills till 7 o'clock tonight, then Zane Lowe is on. Fratellis and Beyonce and Shakira. Another Who the Hell Are You, this time for JK in a second. What are you looking at?
Have you not seen it?
What?
There's a nice text that's come in. You know, earlier with Who the Hell Are You, you tried to guess Harry from McFly, but you got it terribly wrong. However, there were some weird suggestions coming in about who it was. Someone thought it was Samuel L. Jackson. Another person thought it was Danny Dwyer. Also, someone put Bill Oddie.
He's like the old guy, isn't he, who does all the...
He's a bird fancier.
That's him.
But he also does other wildlife.
Like myself.
Good bluff. That's why we like him. And that's why I said, wouldn't it be great if you could get Bill on his phone number?
Well, and someone's texted in.
We got a random text saying, this is Bill on his phone number.
And you believe the listeners, yeah?
Give him a call and ask for Bill. Yeah, I believe it.
Emlyn, go on, stick him through.
Let's do it, come on. Let's live a little. If it is actually Bill Oddie, I'm going to be so excited.
Hello?
Hello, is that Bill?
Bill?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you got the wrong number there.
Sorry, pal. Bye.
not Bill, then. Radio 1. What, did you just... Oh, look, there's another one coming there. I've got Shakira's number. Yeah.
Go on, let's try it. Let's try it.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, whatever.
Come on, then, your turn.
Right, I've a... Who the hell are you, right? And this one, at one point, was potentially going to be very A-list.
Really?
Household name.
Is this person as big as Harry from McFly?
This person is not big anymore.
Is that a clue?
In both ways.
Right, okay. Come on, let's do it.
All right. 81199, if you can help out with this one. Go fingers, Emlyn, go again here. It's not Bill Oddie this time.
Hi, I'm sorry, I can't take your call at the moment. Please leave me a name, telephone number, and a gorgeous message after the tone, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
No, turn it off. Turn it
if you want to be recorded.
Turn it off. I don't think I know who it is.
Do you?
Yeah.
Go on.
I honestly think I know who it is. Is she an actress?
Yes.
Okay. Was she in a big British blockbuster movie?
I don't know.
I think she was. Has she famously dated a ginger?
Well, call her back up, right, and leave a message. And well, I want you to say all of this.
No, has she?
Stick her back through.
No, has she?
Hi, I'm sorry I can't take your call at the moment. No. Please leave me a name, telephone number and a gorgeous message after the tone and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
No.
Thank you.
I'm not talking, no.
If you want to re-record your message, press 1 at any time.
No. No, turn it off. Come on. No. This is going to be a really weird message. Turn it off.
Who is it then?
This sound. No, just turn it off.
JK, what are you doing?
No, turn it off, Joel. Turn it off. Just turn it off now, please. Oh, brilliant. That's a great message she's going to receive now. That is Martin McCutcheon.
How do you know?
Because I just do. Because you can tell.
It's the right answer.
Yes! Martin, I apologise for that message that's just been left on your answer phone. Very random. Joel's idea.